This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Start with Art Nanaimo, known as Swan, opened a studio across from the Nanaimo train station 2 years ago. It's called Studio 366. In the past year, Studio 366 has grown in use with art shows, classes, open studio times, rentals, and more. The Swan Artists Collective had responded to a growth in interest among those working in the disability field who were using art in their practice. Start with Art Nanaimo has a core group of board members and a growing membership that supports the founding principle that a community becomes stronger through art. Swan aims to make art an integral part of the lives of people with disabilities and to promote the work of artists with disabilities.
Now the grassroots organization is appealing to the community for funds to ensure that it can keep its gallery open and its activities underway. Swan's board of directors is developing a longer-range funding plan but needs immediate help. We're joined in the studio today by Swan President Tina Fabro and by Swan past president Mark Busby, who is executive director of Nanaimo Brain Injury Society. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Busby, tell us more about how and why Swan was formed.
Well, I think you touched on it a little bit there with the introduction, where most of us who formed Swan back in 2006 were working in some way in the sort of social service field. And we were recognizing that art, we were using art in our practice, and art was playing an integral part of an integral role in the work that we do. Recognizing that also that community, the part of what we were trying to accomplish was community building, we decided that we would like to try and establish a studio in the community where people could come, make art, reduce as far as possible some of the barriers perhaps that people might otherwise face when trying to make art. It was a very organic, grassroots sort of beginning, and it still is. And here we are, sort of nearly 5 years later, with our studio and many other activities too that we do put on throughout the year in the community.
Tina Fabro, how did you come to be involved in the collective? What brought you into it, and what is your kind of connection and story in that regard?
Well, I started my grown-up life as a hand weaver, so I always have been very interested in creating and playing with colors. When I moved to Nanaimo, I got enrolled in a community support worker program and became a community support worker. And through that, I met Paul Best, who at that time was the coordinator of the community support worker program at Malaspina, and Denise McNeil, who is a well-known artist in Nanaimo, who has expressed the wish to really establish a place where she can support people with disabilities in making art. And so I became just really interested in connecting my passion for art with my work, and much more also is the community building aspect, to really provide opportunities for the people I supported in my work to connect with other people in the community based on their interest and their skills rather on based on their disability. And I think that is what's so exciting for us when we were able to open the doors of the studio, is that it was a physical place where people could come together and share a common interest and passion.
Mark, one of the goals of Start With Art Nanaimo is to build community that values diversity, and this touches with what Tina was just talking about. It permits society to engage in dialogue about issues of equality concerning people, artists with disabilities. How is that dialogue unfolded?
How is it unfolding? That's a great question, because again, it's kind of an organic movement of people. Those dialogues are as diverse as challenging perhaps some of the misconceptions that surround a disability and people with disability, either through art. I mean, we have some wonderful art that is produced by folk with disabilities that directly take on some of those prejudices that we might find, but also I think just the conversations that we have just by people that walk in off the street and visit our studio and engage one of the artists, one of us, in learning a little bit about what we're doing. And often people go away with a kind of a sense of, oh, wow, I didn't realize that that these kind of things were possible, and that people with disabilities were so creative. I mean, we hear kind of lots of sort of stories. So we also, one of the things that we do as well is we put on a film show once a year, and we very sort of conscientiously choose what film we put on, because it's quite often it addresses some issue, whether it be to do with disability, mental health, brain injury. We've put on a range of films, and those films themselves create dialogue in the community. You know, some of those films are a little edgy, some of the art is a little edgy, and it allows people to sort of gravitate around that, those shows, and talk about art and disability.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Start With Art Nanaimo is a grassroots organization in the Central Vancouver Island region. Its goal is to develop a distinctive society for the arts through the creative efforts of its members, volunteers, and supporters. SWAN presents opportunities for artistic expression that can inspire and encourage new and emerging artists to bring meaningful art to life in the local region. SWAN's vision is inclusive, and the collective works to make art an integral part of the lives of people with disabilities.
Now the grassroots organization is appealing to the community for funds to ensure that it can keep its gallery open and its activities underway. We're joined in the studio by SWAN President Tina Fabro and by SWAN past president Mark Busby, who is executive director of the Nanaimo Brain Injury Society. Tell us about some of the programs and activities that SWAN has offered and have been involved in.
Since the beginning, since our first meeting in 2006, we have been putting on a coffee house every fall at the St. Paul's Anglican Church that is open to the public. And what is so, this October, or in 2010, we actually had our fifth annual coffee house, and it draws between 60 and 100 people each time. It's organized and presented by all volunteers. And what is always so exciting is the broadness and the variety of the music performed. There's people that maybe never have performed publicly before, but somehow feel it is a safe place to do. There's individuals that live with a disability and are having the first time the opportunity to present themselves as a musician. And there's established musicians that also contribute their skills. So it's always a very, it's just a very an amazing experience to be there and enjoy the music each year. In the spring, it's actually always a combination. The film and art, it's a film and art show. So we put on a one-day art show. Last year, we displayed 140 pieces of art from about 80 different artists from the area. And then in the morning and in the evening, so two shows that day, or two times that day, we present a film. Yeah, and then during at the studio, we have, you know, weekly open studio sessions. We have now a carver that is opening the studio and teaches skills. Mark Busby just started to a brown lunch bag poetry session on Thursdays at noon. We have the second kind of bigger themed art show opening this Saturday called Wild for Animals, where just the whole studio is full of pictures to see, and they're also for sale. And there often we have also individual artists that have use of one wall and can organize an art show and present to the community.
Mark Busby, the organization seems to be at a crossroads. Lack of funding has become an issue. Tell us more about the situation that the organization is in and what some of the current plans are.
We currently have, as we've been talking, a studio on Selby Street, which we opened almost 2 years ago now. The studio has been very well attended. It's been very successful, very popular. To make the studio accessible to all, we have tried as far as we can to keep things like membership and drop-in fees as reasonable as possible. But what we're finding is that we're still needing to meet our expenses, currently we probably estimate that it takes about $15,000 a year to keep Swan and the studio open. So, you know, I mean, that's not a lot of money. But when, you know, we're all a volunteer board, we're a grassroots organization. So sort of raising money to keep the studio open is an ongoing activity for us. And we are at a crossroads right now. We're sort of keeping the studio open on a month-to-month basis. While the board gets together, we're already together, forming a longer-term plan for financing the studio, which includes things like grant making, but also looking at ways that we can reach out and bring the community into the studio more and develop, you know, the sort of capacity, if you like, of our grassroots to help us with the financing of the studio.
We have just a moment left in our discussion today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add, Tina Fabreau.
I would like to take this opportunity to just recognize and thank all the volunteers that have supported SWAN, supported activities. And, you know, there are some, especially the studio committee, a few people that open the studio, that make sure everything runs in the studio, the art shows put on, they are putting in really hundreds of hours and lots of their own passion and love and dedication. So thank you so very much.
And Mark Busby.
I just see how transformative art is. And, you know, even my own art is really beginning to flourish somewhat because of my involvement with SWAN. So it is a great way of building community, and it is transformative. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks very much to both of you for taking the time to come in and join us today, and best of luck in the future. Keep us posted.
Tina Fabreau is on the board of directors of Start With Art Nanaimo. Mark Busby is a former SWAN board member and executive director of Nanaimo Brain Injury Society. You can find Start With Art Nanaimo online at startwithart.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.